For the latest news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring the Boston Bash Brigade, visit our website at www.b3crew.com.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/BostonBash Brigade. Follow us on Twitter under our respective pen names.
And don't forget to check out the rest of the Land of Esh programming, including the Electric Sisterhood, Geek Aggro, and the Issues program.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 163. You and me make we buckles.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to part two of our Wii U launch discussion. This is King Baby Duck here. You're now going to hear the part of the show where we finally talk about the games and the future of Nintendo. So, let's rejoin myself, Blue Wonic, Issues Guy, JC Riley, the DCD, and Hip Hop Gamer, as we continue on our journey through time and space and towards the world of Nintendo. Now that we're on the subject of the games, why don't we move on and talk about the games that we've been playing on there? And let's start off with Zombie U, because I know we've already touched a little bit on that.
That's sorry, he's got some zombies over there, but
zombies got him.
Because this whole setup, because this is what survival horror should be.
Like a genuine survival horror game. You know, you have these zombie games. Oh, I'm going to be having my chainsaw, my shotgun. No, here you're actually put into a situation where you fight to survive, and that's what I like. I like the unique angle of you're actually this person. You're not a super skilled gun warrior, Duke Nukem type. You're this person just trying to get the hell out of the city. You know what I mean?
A lot more about decisions.
There's that angle and everything like that. But you know. And then the fact that the zombies don't just go down with one hit.
Yeah.
Yes. Like some of them you have to hit in the head like five or six fucking times to bring down.
And I love the fact that it follows zombie canon. It's not like, oh, you got bit. That's okay. Here's some magical leaves that will help kill
you. You're bit. You're done. Have a nice day.
Now you're another survivor.
Here, smoke weed.
And now you got to find your previous zombified self and get your stuff back that way. I love that.
Once you die, that's it. There's no continue point. There's no beyond. You got to start all the fucking way over.
See, that's why people
a lot of people aren't going to accept that.
Yeah, people are complaining now because they want everything handed to them these days. They want, you know, they want every game to have a million lives and you have God mode and you never die and stuff.
Was one of my issues with, what the hell was that other zombie game? Dead Rising?
Dead
Rising was one of those things that pissed me off was like going back and forth because of the fact if you're going to get something and you just, like, get killed on the way back, it's like the places you saved were bathrooms. Yeah. That kind of pissed me off. I'm not going to lie. That was one of those things that I had a pet peeve about. But I mean, in this game, it's like you're going to get more into it because of that aspect.
It's
going to
feel
like... You're like, holy fuck, if I get, like, bit in the ass, I'm done. So done.
Nope.
On top of that, if you don't have a time limit...
Yeah, like, if you... Because, like I said, only play, like the first 5 or 7 minutes of Zombie U, because I told y'all the way I do my reviews, I like to, you know, like, film myself playing it for the very first time. The only reason why I made an exception in this one because I showed a little bit of Zombie U during my Wii U unboxing and stuff like that. So, but if you die in the game, you start all the way from the beginning, but there's no save point?
Mm-hmm. There is no save point.
Well, no, there are some save points.
Well, no, what it is like you don't take – that character is gone.
That character is gone.
You have to start as someone new.
Oh, no, I know that. I know that.
Yeah, that to me, you go from a different perspective. You can't resurrect your character.
There is a survival mode in the game.
I beat this level, and I go into another level or however it is. I don't got to start from the beginning if I happen to die with this character.
You just can't do it with that character. You have to go with someone else.
Yeah, that's it.
Another survivor.
Yeah,
I think I worded it wrong, but yeah, you started as another survivor.
You got to get that stuff back from that person's backpack.
And you know what's so hot? When you come back as another survivor, they explain who you are, where you're from, what you do. You know what's
up? Like a whole other backstory.
To get a new relationship with the new character.
That's awesome.
I had this like 32-year-old.
And then you go hunt down your old self.
That guy, he was a dancer.
Yeah. I love it.
But I know some people are just not going to get used to the difficulty that this game. I mean, they're so spoiled. They're going to look at the game. Well, I got 48 billion shotgun shells.
I'm gonna play that joint on chicken.
Yeah, you have to play on chicken because I played it in normal mode first. I got that shit kicked out of me every single time. Every time
try playing in the hardest difficulty.
Whoop, zombie, I'm dead. Oh, there's my zombified self. Oh, it just ate me. I'm dead. There's my zombified self and my previous zombified self. I'm dead again. All right, I'm going to switch it back to chicken.
I think we see a trend here. A bunch of dead selves.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, but this is one of the highlights of the Wii U launch. I know some people weren't crazy about this approach. Some critics were kind of harsh about it. Be like,
really?
Nah, you know. It's just
I got to speak on that. Yo, DCD, I got to speak on that. I'm going to tell you personally right now.
Speak up.
Yo, IGN and GameSpot, get out of the review business. No, wait, though. You know what? Not IGN and GameSpot. Because you can't blame a whole website for one person's opinion, so that's wrong. I'm sorry. Exactly. Not IGN or GameSpot, but
the specific writers.
Wait, what's this dude, GameSpot, that do McGee? McGee, and IGN, I think, who reviewed, I think Greg Miller,
hang on, I'm checking the reviews.
Yeah, I think Greg Miller reviewed Wii and Zombie U. Yeah, I think he did.
He gave it like a 6.3.
Just know.
Which is decent.
Listen to me. Just know that there's a shots fired coming. There's definitely a shots fired coming. Because that right there is bullshit. I'm going to tell you why. We're going to start out with the 4.3 poor GameSpot joint that this dude said. He lied right off the bat. He's going to sit up there and say that the gamepad doesn't add any new experiences to the game. I say, you're damn lot. You want to know why? Because when you push the button and you see the radar go out and you can see where the enemies is at, that right there is dope. That's one. Two, when you got to scan for shit, because there's going to be parts where there's a zombie there and you don't know that they're there, you got to scan to try to find them. And you use the Wii U, and your character is using the Wii U just as well as you when you move it around. That right there is crazy. Then the third thing is when you getting items and stuff like that and you're looking down at the gamepad, in real life, when your character puts his bag down and look in his bag, you're doing the same thing in real life because you got to look down to see your items.
And you got
to
look out too because it might be a zombie because you're behind.
The whole thing is I like how these people pick on the dull comp. They call combat dull. They call it lame. I don't think it's dull and lame. I think it's an approach to what a real zombie situation would be like. I mean, if you're in the middle of a zombie apocalypse, you're not going to be going with chainsaws. No, you're not going to be doing that. You're going to be grabbing whatever the hell you can survive with and beating a zombie to death with it. And it's going to take 5 or 6 times for them to actually die, if they do, you know?
Yeah,
the way they diss the combat is your
group. These people are supposed to be gamers and understand shit, but it's almost as if they feel like they're so professional that they take themselves too seriously and they forget what it's like to be a gamer, but they know everything about journalism. I don't give a damn what college you went to.
It smells a lot like smug.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Just because you're a journalist doesn't mean you should be covering every single field that has journalism in it.
I gotta wonder about some of these people what they think though. I'm looking at Brandon Justice's review over at EGM.
Oh, what did
he
say?
He gave it a 5.5. Brandon, he said here's the bad part. He said gamepad mechanics simply for the sake of it. I'm like, for the sake of what?
Yo, hold on. Yo. Listen. I'm going to try to get Brandon on the phone right now. I'm putting him on speaker.
For whatever it's worth, like, all the shit anyone wants to give the gamepad is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
The gamepad's great.
Yo, let's go on record. I'm a partner with EGM, and Brandon is my boy.
He's a good guy, but I got to wonder what he's thinking with this review.
Hold up.
All right, while you're doing that, we'll keep talking.
Yeah.
So more or less from my point of view on playing this game, and I think on Sarge's here too as well, like playing on it, it did give that little... I had some kind of issues with the multitasking aspect from looking down and then looking back up just to make sure like where I was legitimately from the screen to where I was on the mini-map. because I was going just through the minimap just itself, and I was noticing that I was just able to just go by minimap, almost, like, just directing my character.
But at the beginning and stuff, but once you're surrounded by zombies, you looking constantly only at the mini-map will be in a disadvantage. So you're almost like in a real aspect, you're looking forward, then looking down at a map, and looking, oh, we gotta go this way and stuff. So it adds kind of suspense to it. So.
And then you suddenly just hear that roar in the background, like, oh shit, where
it is it? Freaks me the fuck out of my life!
Yeah, but the other thing is I do have, like, I don't know if it was because I was really hungry earlier, or if I have my motion sickness aspect again. Because, if I'm driving in a car, and I'm looking down, if I'm reading, or if somebody's driving the car, and I'm sitting there, like, reading something, I do get physically sick. I can get, like, you know, I'm like, oh, my motion. So I was kind of feeling that a little bit when I was looking down at the controller, and looking back up at the TV, because I was kind of like, oh, shit, what's going on? I'm getting fucking raped.
Oh. He's going to pick up and be like, what the hell?
Oh.
What the fuck?
Yo, Brandon. Yo, what's going on, sir? This hip hop. Yo, I got you live on podcast. Yo, what's the name of the podcast?
We're the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Alright, cool. So check this out. Yo, Brandon, son, you my boy, son. Love you to death. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everything that you do, son. But we up here talking about Zombie U, right? Can you hear me clear?
Yeah, bro.
Alright, so we talk about Zombie U, right? Happy Thanksgiving, all that good stuff too. I just have to tell you that on Thanksgiving Day. You know what I'm saying? Love you to death. Now, you gave Zombie U a 5.5, son. I felt like doing the Hulk Hogan leg drop on you right now. So this game is crazy. Ain't no damn 5.5. What's wrong with you, man? What's going on, son? Please let me know what's good. I need to hear your excuse, man.
Game gameplay this morning, I wasn't up to stuff, man. I combat. Things real slow. And, you know, I know someone was delivering. I went to... Like, I like what they were trying to do with this, but ultimately it didn't work on a lot of levels for me.
All right, well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. You said, one of the things you said just now is that the game is kind of slow. If you was in a real zombie apocalypse, are you going to be running like you Jackie Joyner Kersee or Carl Lewis, or are you going to take it slow because, come on, man?
I'm talking specifically about combat. You know, if you were in a zombie apocalypse, if you had a baseball bat or a cricket bat or a 2x4, are you going to sit there and wait 3 seconds between every swing, or are you going to freaking, you know, chop it down like you've got a machete through the jungle, dude?
Yeah, you're going to keep swinging, but all you got to do is keep pulling the trigger. That's just the animation.
Yeah, exactly. It is just the animation. That's my point, though. Like, ultimately, my problem with it was, like, there's been a lot of stuff deliberately slow the game down and try to catch it. And a lot of the stuff's just surprised, man. I mean, take, for example, how you reload. Every other game you play, right? All you have to do when you're out of bullets is just hit the fire button again and reloads for you. But this game, you held it down for your gamepad, you gotta go in, you gotta try and reload. But, like, it wasn't to make use of what your gamepad to do something to make it fun, it's not just to make it feel fun. You know?
But what about, but that's like.
You have spare clips of ammo, or you put those things in your backpack, or you're gonna have handy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that all depends. Like, that all depends because it's like, if you look at a game like Resident Evil, how you gotta put the ammo with the gun and all this other stuff. Like, me personally, you know, I wish I could just already have it there instead of putting it together. But the thing is, in real life, ammo don't just magically goes into the clip. You have to put it in the clip. In order to get it, you got to find it, get it, put it in the clip. So there is some steps you got to take. It's all about making the survival horror real for a video game. So if you're used to, like, a fast-paced horror game or action game like that, that's cool. But you can't look at this as you looked at those. You see what I'm saying? It's completely different, son. Think about it. Have you ever shot somebody? Have you ever, like, shot at somebody or shot a gun and you had to load up?
Yeah.
No, we can't talk about that.
Oh, no, I know, right? Yo, Brandon, you stupid, man. Oh, man. But I wanted to get you on the show real quick. Nah, I just wanted to get you on the show real quick because you know me, man. I know you know how to explain shit. Even if I don't agree with it, I respect the fact that you do have something significant to say about it. But now, I got to call you on one thing that I do feel is bullshit. The gamepad does add a lot to the game. You can't say that they just did it for the sake of it, son. Come on, you push the button and the radar goes out to let you know that the enemies is there. Or like you use it to scan certain enemies that you can't see. Like that's hot right there, son. That's hot and that's different. You can't just say that's for the sake of it.
Like,
I played Condemned, and I love Condemned. It was hard as hell, but I love Condemned, though, because that shit made me feel like I was really in a battle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That game was scary. That game, melee combat, and that game didn't use any, like, deep rooms like that. That game came out, seven years ago?
Yeah.
My thing is this. I think that team had good ideas, and they tried to, go in and use the hard game.
Okay, so one last question for you. What would you do if you was Ubisoft? What would you have done differently to make this game a winner in your eyes?
Okay, if I could play a combat, look at any other game where they had melee combat, did it well,
seriously?
I know, but look at this. Every two weapons in the game is not that bad, has upgrades. You could have used it with some other weapons. That one about it changed. You could have gotten more powerful melee weapons. If the neighbor takes off without left, you can press, maybe practice. That was improved. Because again, if you're a survivor and the whole thing is trying to stay alive as long as you can, it'd be nice to have some sort of game that actually rewards you for staying alive from a combat standpoint. You don't have that.
Okay.
Defending yourself here on the show.
Yeah, no, it's
all right, well, Brandon, I appreciate you coming on the show and just talking about it, and I respect you, the fact that you got your own opinions on it, even though I don't agree with everything you said, I respect the fact that you, backed up your opinion, because, some people at IGN and GameSpot, they don't do shit like that. They don't back up their opinions. They just feel like they high almighty. They don't got to respond to their opinions. So I appreciate you, dog. I love you, my dude. And I don't know when the next time I'm gonna see you, but we gotta do something, son. Word up, we gotta link up, do something. Me, you, and Ray, we gotta do something, man.
Somebody let me know.
All right, cool, man. God bless you, man. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy that rest of the holidays, son.
Hey, is it just me, or did Brandon sound a little bit like Mitt Romney being recorded? I don't care about zombies. Don't worry about that.
Awesome job, Hip Hop Gaming.
I keep it real, man.
Cool. Yeah, good job on that.
We gotta all give him credit for coming on to defend his opinion, as wrong as it was.
Like, hold on, sometimes.
Yeah, he didn't come on. He was kind of like, oh,
he was forced, but he didn't do like the freak out, like I don't want to talk right now sort of thing. When he called, he was like, oh hi, like you almost expected him to be like oh, this has happened before.
I am with a woman right now. Can this wait? Jesus,
no, we can't wait. We're talking about important things here. Get out of bed now.
Stop. Pull your penis out and let's have this debate.
People, I don't care if we on the same team, like, you know what I'm saying, same side, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, 5.5, hell no.
No, like, no. And I disagree somewhat to a point of, like, you didn't take into account that you'd be tired after swinging those bats over and over again. So you can't just, like, hack away. I mean, it realistically depicts, like, you know, I think it should even more.
Someone like me.
Yeah, like, or someone like me that's not, I'm not, like, you know, a professionally trained fighter. I would have trouble. I mean, I would be like.
Sometimes you're a girl.
Yeah, exactly.
You can barely swing that damn. See what I'm talking about?
It's like, I gotta get it. You know,
yeah, it's not like you're Gina Carano or
like I don't get it, man. But yo, look, I don't mean to do it like this. But it's 4:00. I do got like some other work I gotta do and stuff like that. So I'm gonna get ready to break out of here. But yo, I really care about you guys. I really appreciate you guys having me, man. And I hope, you know, I hope I brought good energy to your show, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's all I care about, man. Just real good shit, you know?
Right.
Dude, thanks.
Thank you so much. We've got to do
thanks
this
thanks a lot, man. Yeah, nice. Hey, CES, we tearing it up.
Oh, hell yeah, son.
PAX East.
Yeah, PAX East.
PAX East.
We're going to get
PAX East.
Oh, man, I can't wait for everything. We just going down, son.
Yeah. 2013, baby.
Belt. It's old.
Is that on the YouTube?
I'll holler at y'all later, man. Y'all be good. Yes.
All right.
Take care.
Wait a minute. Nice to meet you.
And actually, I should get going in a few minutes as well, but I just wanted to give like a quick recap of what I think are the must-own games for the Wii U.
Let's do it
real quick. I will say this. Even though the first two games aren't up for it, I think Mass Effect 3 is a great game on the Wii U. I think the fact it has an interactive comic that tells the story is pretty cool. And the fact that you can switch back and forth with the game display is pretty cool. The only negative is that it will not get the Omega DLC, at least not right away.
Yeah, they announced that it wouldn't be coming.
But is the Omega DLC
necessary to truly play the story mode of it?
Yeah, but I mean, everything else is really cool. I think from what the way that the game was put together, the features on the gamepad, the way you can switch the display, I mean, it runs really smoothly.
Now, do you have all your choice decisions as the choice wheel on the?
Oh yeah, you can do the choice wheel thing, and it's really cool.
Nice. BioWare is one of those companies that going from the ground up. I can't wait to see what they'll do with a platform like the Wii U.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then for another game recommendation, Tekken Tag Tournament 2.
Oh, I think it's actually pretty
well balanced in the Wii U. Plus, it has a mushroom mode.
This is actually kind of cool.
You can either grow your fighter or shrink them down depending on what mushrooms you pick up. Did you ever beat the shit out of a midget? It's sort of like that.
Yeah, well, you know, every Friday night we do that down here. That's
we
part
throw
of my
dwarves
issues,
everywhere. Yes, I know. I've heard about it. But no, there's also a mode where you can like where you dress them up in like little Mario and Luigi and Link costumes. Really? It's kind of goofy, but it's funny as shit. Nice. It really is. And you know, the fact you could beat the end boss. That was one thing that pissed me off about Tekken Tag 2 on 360 and PS3. The end boss was cheap as shit, but here she's a little more balanced. So okay, I think the balance actually works better for this game too.
Well, no, I feel like wasn't this one developed separately from the other ones?
Yeah, I think so. Nintendo actually had a hand in it because Nintendo and Namco are already working hand in hand the Super Smash Brothers game anyway.
Right.
So, you know, I figured they had this partnership down for quite a while. I mean, you could just tell this one feels really good. Whether you play with the gamepad or the Pro Controller, I think it feels really good.
Awesome. Yes.
And it's better than Tank, Tank, Tank. Tank, Tank, Tank is a decent game, but you're paying $50 for an arcade game, pretty much. But
it's like it'd be much better. Appeal, it'd be like, a great buy defense. If you had the friends to come over and play it on a regular occasion.
To get your picture, you could do like this ridiculous looking picture of you with your tongue hanging out, and that's the guy that saves the world.
It should have been included in Nintendo Land. Tank, Tank, Tank should have been, really.
Yeah.
I know it's
Tanks,
on a franchise.
Thanks a lot. Batman Arkham City I thought was good.
Course.
Like I said, I think the thing about that is it's already a year old, so I don't know.
Yeah,
Assassin's Creed 3 was good. New Super Mario Bros. U. The thing is, playing with the gamepad's kind of a bitch.
Yeah.
It's better to play it with a Wii remote.
Especially if you're trying to play when on the television with the pad at the same time. Yep. I mean, you can shut off the screen, but it becomes very distracting just because my peripheral vision kind of goes there. I like playing just on the gamepad alone while I'm watching other things on the television. That is a really cool aspect of the Wii U. Mm-hmm. I'm watching football while my girlfriend's playing Mario on the gamepad, so, you know, not paying attention to it. And that I actually did that in practice, and it works very well, especially with Mario, obviously.
Yeah. And Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed, I thought was great.
Yeah, I heard, when I went hands-on with that at E3, I was very impressed with it. I mean, there were a couple of glitches here and there, but that wasn't in its final form.
It's a Sonic racing game? Is it great in the way that it makes you look forward to how good Mario Kart's going to be?
The thing is, yeah, I mean, you can fly in the air, you can go in the, I mean, there are so many different routes you could take when it comes to racing and everything. And, like, the racing track variety is really cool. There's a Knight's track, there's a Panzer Dragoon track.
Can we get a full F-Zero game, for Christ's sake, finally? Come on. I know they're not really a fan of F-Zero down there at Nintendo Land, but, you know, in general. But we need the Star Fox and the F-Zero games. Those need to happen. Sorry.
And some other quick recommendations. FIFA Soccer 13 I thought was good. Madden's good for what it is, but I can tell, like, next year's version is going to be better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Darksiders 2 is pretty cool if you can get past some of the frame rate issues. Scribblenauts Unlimited is awesome.
Yeah, I love the Scribblenauts series.
I'm giving everybody chainsaws. It's not solving everything, but everybody's walking around with chainsaws. That's how great it is. And Ninja Gaiden 3. I think Ninja Gaiden, this is the definitive version and the way to go.
Yeah. I just got Ninja Gaiden 3 from Gamefly, so I'll be playing that later tonight.
Awesome.
Now, you've had some choice words for one of my favorite franchises, the Rabbids.
Fuck! No, Rabbids Land was... You remember Sonic Shuffle and how shitty it was on the Dreamcast?
Yeah, that game sucked.
Oh, like that. This game was... You have to wait forever for everybody to get through their turns. Not all the mini games involve all the players, and it's just... It gets really dull at times. And plus, those rabbits, like, all they gotta say, BOW! I mean, it's like if you guys got drunk and talked to each other. BOW!
But it makes me sad because I love the Rabbids. They were my favorite new character from last decade, and I'm still stoked that they're doing a cartoon with the Wallace and Gromit creators. But seeing that they finally have been able to make a Rabbids game where the Rabbids look like the actual Rabbids that you see in the commercials, but to have something like this, it makes me sad. I want to see a Rabbids Go Home style game on my Wii U.
You just want to run around with a shopping cart and bump into people again. That's what you want to do.
And scare their clothes off. Yeah,
why did Rayman Legends get delayed so this could get a release? That's what pisses me off. If Rayman Legends came out for the launch, I would have been a lot happier.
I think that would have
the backgrounds in that game of what I've seen so far, like playing the demo and GameStop.
It's fantastic. It actually uses the gamepad, you know?
It's like the most beautiful looking Wii U game I've seen. Well, one of them, definitely, like the way it looks.
It's on par with, I don't know if you've ever played the video game Dust and Elysian Tale, but I feel like it's on par with that.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
But yeah, I mean, if they had released, I mean, because here's the thing, they had all these Wii U demo stations at GameStop Center, and the only playable game on that demo station is a game that won't even be out until March. Yeah.
It's funny that and what they sold the system on initially is Pikmin. Like, I really thought forever that they'd be releasing Pikmin with, you know, as the main, you know, pushing force of the...
And that's coming out until next... Now, I mean, and Wonderful 101.
Yes.
That's
those two games are just, to show off all what, you know, why it's important to have all those type of graphics on a Nintendo system so you can see all the multiple things happening at once. Just playing the little Pikmin game on Nintendo Land made me so hungry for Pikmin, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, ugh!
And Nintendo Land is a pretty good game, but it sucks... By yourself,
a mixed bag. It gets boring really quick by yourself because especially the battle quest, the Pikmin game, the Metro game, and the Zelda game, which I think are three of the better games, are so much more fun when you're playing two players on those modes. And
I agree.
The one player just never feels quite the same. I like all the one player events, and there's a lot of depth to them. I mean, you know, but again, you play one of them for like 10-15 minutes, then you're ready to jump to the next one. So it doesn't give you a lot. There's not one of those games I want to play. The game I want to play for hours is the Pikmin game. And that's because it reminds me of Pikmin 1, and I'm like, I want to play this game for hours. You know, that's the one that I've probably that in the Metroid yeah. game because it feels mm-hmm. like what the other M should have been like.
Yeah,
but that's a different story altogether. But
even though I really liked Metroid,
I didn't hate that game. I liked that game, but like what I always. But I was one of those few people that before Prime came out, there was a lot of talk about how the Metroid series was going to be a third-person game, about like Metroid and a whole planet and investigating the whole planet. And then Prime came out, me not being the most... First-person shooters aren't my... Or shooters aren't my cup of tea necessarily, but I love the Prime games are some of the best games ever, you know, ever made. And the other M just was... I was like, oh, finally I'm going to get a third-person, you know, like... Like, third-person view Metroid game, and it just wasn't exactly what I wanted it to be. I wanted, like a 3D environment Metroid universe game, you know, yeah. But
that's hey, guys, I'm sorry. I actually do have to get
going. Oh, no, I got some stuff I got to take care of today.
Post-Thanksgiving crap, waiting for Far Cry 3 and all that, so I actually got to take off.
No, but thanks for being on.
Yeah, well,
no worries. Thanks a lot. You can catch my writing work. I do work over at primagames.com, technewsdaily.com. I'm also doing stuff for GamerHub.tv and GameZone.com. So I'm everywhere. And, of course, Twitter.com/TheDCD for all my drunken tweets.
Excellent.
But thanks for having me on. This has been a blast.
All right, we'll do it again another time.
Absolutely. Take care, guys.
All right.
Thank you, my friend.
Peace.
So, I mean, that was really nice of Hip Hop Gamer and
DCD.
DCD to be on and wait to also Blue has left for work purposes, I believe, or... you know, other sort of
just
things.
Pretty much we'll just you and Evan talking.
Yeah, just me and Evan. No, John C. Reilly's been here, and he's wonderful in the sense of
I'm
he's never
like,
actually played the Wii U or today.
No, I have. Yeah, I spent like a good amount of the morning actually playing the Wii U and having a good time with Evan. And Evan was showing me the ropes and showing. I loved it to the point where when I actually saw the actual lobby itself right here, it reminded me of that anime that came out called Summer Wars.
Oh, yes!
Everybody's talking and stuff like that. And
they're
just
popping up and stuff.
And I'm like, are those real people? And like, who did those drawings? It's like, that's it.
You're absolutely right about that. That's one of the vibes that you get right away from it. You're like, are these real people? And then in the Nintendo Land, there's an aspect where you have to flip a couple switches, and then you can get all the people in Nintendo Land to fill up the, you know, like I have you wandering around Nintendo Land all the time, you know, because I touch you all the time.
That doesn't sound funny.
Yeah, it sounds hot. And so I'm like walking around Nintendo Land, and then I love all the, like, I don't necessarily love the game you get the prizes in, but I love all the little prizes that go around.
Yes.
They're actually interactive. You know, and
changing how the sky looks, if it's morning, evening,
exactly.
Night.
And since we're talking about Nintendo Land, we're talking about games and Nintendo Land. I mean, we're just discussing it for a while. I agree that it does kind of suck for one players, but the multiplayer aspects of the game and the depth of the little mini games that they have, like even yes. like just take a game like the Donkey Kong game is just ridiculous.
Oh my God.
I
yes.
suck at that game so bad. It is so amazing.
Gotta be careful. Oh, I just broke.
See, that's the kind of fun about that right there, because that's the kind of game that's definitely four parties. Were there, I can imagine having like beers with friends.
Yeah,
and stuff,
people
and
playing that,
and
yeah,
and
having
time.
Drinking games about who lasts the longest. I think out of that, and I'll give that game its respect to the whole game, Nintendo Land, and the fact that out of all the Nintendo Land games, you only have one turd, and that's the dance party game.
Oh, but the even, octopus one.
Yeah, but even okay.
Yeah, but I feel like they should have instead done something like a Kirby or a Pokemon.
Where's Kirby? Where's Pokemon? Where's Little Mac? Where's, you know, I understand the ninjas.
Where's Ness?
Where's Ness? Exactly. Where's Mother? Where's the Mother games? Where's Star Fox?
Oh,
there's a Star Fox game. You know, you have like three.
And it works so well with the controller.
You have two racing games. Yeah, you have a flying game. You know, like why isn't there like a game?
I mean, it was cool.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and I like that they brought F-Zero back, and the Falcon game's fun too. But I'm
very interested in seeing more of this Takamura's Ninja Castle.
Yeah,
I want to see them bring that back and have it released.
I'm actually from moderately my one of my slight disappointments is as much as I enjoy the Ninja Castle, there's at times where I wish they would allow me to pick up my Wii Plus mode and pick up a sword.
Yeah,
you know, and have like a sword, I don't mind shooting ninja stars all the time and having that a big aspect of the game. But what I dig about, say, the Metroid minigame, there's those boards that are, or the Pikmin one where suddenly you're doing a board that's a timed attack, so it's something completely different.
Yeah.
And you're almost getting different feels of the games. I wish in that game a little bit you had the choice to go both ways, like in the Metroid, in the in My Sexuality, and in the Pikmin game. I wish you could pick up the Wiimote sword and use it as a ninja sword at times, especially in the boss battles. I'm wishing for that.
Yeah, I wish I could love just, the
like,
boss battles.
I wish I could just get game. And I know this game isn't get but a Red Steel like sword fighting game that works better. You know where I'm like,
you mean Red Steel 2?
Red Steel 2. exactly like Red Steel 2. But other than that, I mean, we've talked about Mario. Mario is one of, you mentioned this before, we talked about this off camera, but off mic, but it is one of the hardest Mario games since Lost Levels or original Super Mario Brothers 2.
Yes.
Right from the beginning, right from like level 2, there's like an intense challenge to it. And for like, and that's for people like me that I'm an average side scroll, an average platformer. My girlfriend, who that's her gaming, you know, like she loves those games. They even take it to the next level where with the challenges, the challenge mode and the boost rush mode adds so much more subtlety to the gameplay and so much more replayability. The challenge mode, something that they've been doing in the Smash Brothers series for years now, I'm surprised wasn't initially part of Super Mario Brothers Wii in the new Super or DS, because it's such a great idea for Mario games to have those little challenge modes in there. And just to go to the five gaming or multiple playing gaming, the boost rush mode in regular gaming where you have the one person and multiple people playing, which I have had a chance to try out.
Yeah, we were doing that.
It's so much fun. And from a two-player standpoint, I never enjoyed playing the new Super Mario Brothers Wii or this version with multiple people on screen.
Yeah,
I mean, it's fun for like mass hysteria, but like, but this is a personal issue. My girlfriend gets very serious about gaming. She's like the angry video.
If you get in the way,
she gets pissed. She yells at you like, "What the fuck are you? Move out of the freaking way!"
You bounced on me, and I fell down.
What did you do?
That?
She's dead. What did you do? Why we almost were there? Like, she'll get really angry about it. So it never felt like, you know, good fun. So by using the pad, I can either make the game harder for her, and it makes it fun that way, because it's less like I'm in the way, and more of like I'm specifically fucking with you, so it's fun. Or just it's a great way of playing two players to add more depth to the gameplay. It is
some assistance too, because that's what I was trying to do.
Oh,
when Blonic and JC were playing it, I was there helping out, trying to make sure they work.
Yeah, make sure to get some of those some of the coins and stuff like that specifically. And they've already announced that there will be some DLC for Super Mario Brothers. They announced that the last couple of days.
Free DLC.
Yeah, thank you. And I love how we talked about this before when we had the other guys on, but I love how they integrate Miiverse into it. If they should use this as a platform of how to do it. Right when you're at a board, you see little balloons, so you know like that someone else has been there and has a speed run or a special score, you know, on the board. So then you have to interact with them, and then right from that, you can jump out and go right into the Miiverse and post your reactions to a board. King's been doing it a lot, and of reactions of when you finally beat boards, and then it's amazing how many people just jump in there and like it or yeah it. Excuse me, not like it. Yeah it for copyright.
Yeah
stuff. And what? How are people drawing such nice pictures?
I know.
I mean, you and me are drawing crappy Ninja Turtles. No. You don't understand some of these pictures. You might have seen them in passing, but some of these pictures are like these people.
Gorgeous.
I don't know if there's some hack or something, but like these are like the most. I'm like swap that. What's that game? Not Swap Notes, the Nintendo version of it, but what's that game that you play on the iPad that you draw pictures? And
Draw Something.
Draw Something. It's like the greatest Draw Something designs ever, and they're all Nintendo themed, or even in like the Netflix channel, people design it after movies. You know, different drawing like that particular.
Yeah, remember
the Adventure Time? I'm like, Adventure Time's on Netflix now, and he's like, no. Somebody just drew that. I'm like, huh?
Yeah, maybe they're probably drawing it for Google Plus or Amazon. Amazon.
Is there a USB port on the itself right there for the,
yes.
the Wii U?
Yes, there is USB. Could they two USB
it,
ports?
They could probably plug port in the USB stylus port itself. Were they able to?
Maybe. Yeah. I'm sure there's something, but some of it obviously is hand drawn. Is just graphic artists. I mean, you look at some, and a quick side note, but like you look at some pictures of like pencil drawings of like what some art like artists can do with pencil drawings. They look like pictures, you know, like that's one of the. I mean, we all are podcasters and gamers and musicians and writers and you know filmmakers and audiophiles and stuff like that. But none of us are. Talented with our pen and papers, and that's just a talent that I'm like have so much amazement for because I have so little ability.
I can draw a ghost.
I can draw what's a version of a stick figure Ninja Turtle. But Super Mario Brothers is, I mean, it's the game that I played the most, obviously, because of you know I know it's so fun. I'm gonna burn myself out on that before I end up burning myself out on Nintendo Land. And the other game I played. Because I think we're pretty set on all the games everyone played. But the other game I played was the Transformers game. And I must admit, right off the bat, I only have brief interactions with the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360 versions of Transformer games. I have played a lot of the Wii versions, which previously to this game had a lot of limitations. There was that Wii version Transformers game where you were just the cars. There was like no point in the whole entire game where you even turned into a robot. I forget what it was called, but it sucked. And then there was another version where you had specific robot parts, that sounds sexual, robot parts, and
you had sex with other robots.
Yes, and then parts when you laid down in the car and you were just in the car.
You laid your junk on it.
Yes. But in this game, it really does feel like the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360 versions where you have full control over when you turn into a car, when you turn into a robot, what you do. I haven't got so far into the game where I guess you also have human interactions and the humans play a part of how the story part works. But basically the game's set up where you have three or four different Transformers. The only ones I've seen so far are Optimus Prime, and you see Bumblebee, and you see a couple other ones. And it's set up into chapters, where you play particular chapters as different Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't, from what I can play, the gameplay feels good. The camera is a little clunky in the way that if you move too fast, almost it has a little bit of the Epic Mickey disease with camera. Like, if you move faster than the camera gets pissed off at you and kind of bitch slaps you. It's like, ah, you're not gonna, you think you have next-gen camera. No, you don't. You're back to Castlevania 64. Sorry. You know, it's like the camera's difficult working with you. But the way the game looks very pretty, looks very much, very similar to the way the cartoon looks, the Transformers Prime cartoon looks. Looks almost exactly, and it follows that storyline. So if you're familiar with the cartoon, you're going to dig this game. The one aspect of it that I didn't like in my brief interactions with playing it, it doesn't seem to have a lot of pad support, in the sense of you're not doing a lot of different things on the pad.
Oh, okay, so there's not like that much interaction
no,
with it.
No, when you see every single cutscene, both on the pad and on the television, but during gameplay itself, it's a very very blasé, plain screen with a very small mini-map sort of thing in your health and stuff like that. It's no mini menu of weapons, or there's nothing cool going on, no special view as of what I've seen so far. I haven't got to the parts of the game which I have heard are just driving stages. Okay. I don't know if the driving stages, maybe you're doing it through the car perspective, so I can't speak to that. But so far, it's very meat and potatoes game that you'd expect from a Transformers. Not a lot of innovation for the Wii Pad in the sense of just a finally a good Transformers game on a Nintendo platform that isn't nerfed, you know? And that, I guess that's what I'll say to it.
Nerfed
say
for about your it. Pleasure.
Exactly. Yes. It's not ribbed for her pleasure. So that's basically all the games I've played, and I think all the games that you've played.
So now, my question is, what can we expect next?
Yes.
Because, first of all, when it comes to video games, like we've already
seen. Yeah, we've kind of talked about games that we want to see, where we've kind of hinted. You haven't. I'd like to hear some franchise. But
again, I would love to see a real-time strategy game on
it. Yeah, we kind of a real-time strategy game. I think we're on the same planet here where I'm thinking of a SimCity game or something like that. But some sort of unique, that could be a perfect Nintendo unique franchise. Call it Hyrule Wars or something like that.
Yes.
Or Nintendo Wars even. Or something like that where you can have different, you know, like, you know, the armies of Ganon versus the armies of Bowser versus the, you know, like some sort of StarCrafty Nintendo version game,
right.
You know?
And you'd have the map on the gamepad, and you would point and click to as to where you want it to happen. And then on the screen itself, you see from a third-person or first-person's perspective the action, and you partaking in the action.
Absolutely.
And if you were to take something like Risk, you can... You can have Risk on the Wii U, and you can choose so you can either play with the old school style where you roll a die, you win the battle, you lose the battle, or...
Or you do a Total War style, where
Age of Empires kind of style.
Yeah, where you just see the battle, and you actually have to fight and plan out the battle.
Yeah.
That is a great idea for a game. And I mean, I think the other games we mentioned are obvious ones. We want to see all the old Nintendo franchises coming back in some form to come back. Obviously, there needs to be a Pokemon MMO or something for the Pokemon people.
Because I know when they're going to come up with the Dragon Quest, that game for the Wii U, that's going to be like their tryout for MMO stuff. And when that succeeds, and I hope it does succeed, and Nintendo's going to go, okay, now let's give the people what they really want.
Which is
really
Nintendo's
want.
Version of Kingdom Hearts. I want a Nintendo Kingdom Hearts game, too. I know this is a little like, and I don't mean Kingdom Hearts specific. I just mean in the aspect of, I want a game where you go to all the different Nintendo worlds. A role-playing game of sorts, where your friendly character interactions, the NPCs around, are all the Nintendo... Basically what they were doing in the Smash Brothers
Brawl,
but like as a full fleshed-out game. You know, a game like the Brawl Emissary game. I'm thinking more along like in the style. Yeah, an open world game, a Grand Theft Auto, but like mixed with more like a Skyrim world, but a Nintendo world or something with the combat feel of an Arkham City sort of feel. But I'm dreaming now. But yeah, I think obviously. First person shooter games could be a very big aspect of the Wii U, but real time strategy games, sports games, mm-hmm. games like Pikmin or the 101, things like that.
You know what I was thinking too is if and when they do Mario Kart for the Wii U, they can have like a whole setup on your gamepad where okay, you can either have like the map on there so you can see what the whole setup is, or you can have like that style of when you have your weapons, it could be like Speed Racer, where you're driving. Oh, they're behind me. Click.
Yep.
Oil slick. Click. Missiles. Click.
A big question I have, though, and I guess this is, it's a game, obviously. Obviously, I'm the most hype I am about a game is the Zelda game. That's not even a question. And especially everything I hear about that more people are working on this game than any game in the history of Nintendo. They're doing the whole full orchestra thing again.
Yeah.
It's going to be a completely unique Zelda.
Do you think it's going to have voice acting for once?
I have a feeling in everybody but Link. I'm one of those people that I want Link to stay silent. But I want the rest of the world to have voice acting.
No, is it because you picture Link as, like, your voice as Link?
No, it's because of the Legend of Zelda cartoon series and the CDI games.
Really? Excuse me, princess!
But realistically, yes, you're right.
You don't want another one of those.
I don't want that. Honestly, it's because I don't want to see the reactions to it. I'd be so sick if it was an awful voice. Like Pit.
He sounds gay.
Like Pit and Kid Icarus games. I did not like the voice of Pit personally. But...
What if they were to get someone like Orlando Bloom?
Maybe. But I think the thing you need more than anything, and it's the problem, we talked about this in our year-end podcast or our mid-podcast we had. The problem with Wind Waker, the problem with Skyward Sword for me wasn't gameplay, wasn't the way the graphics looked. It was, there was no narrator. You know, no voiceover narrator reading like the story of...
Justin Bieber.
Bieber or Morpheus. We need
that
more.
That escalated quickly.
I don't know. Or Patrick Stewart. Actually, I want Patrick Stewart to do it, but I want Patrick Stewart to do everything. But even me. But I don't... Sorry about the random homosexuality thing. I don't know where it's coming from. But I know where it's coming on. But I think you definitely... I don't think you necessarily need characters to speak in Zelda. I do... Because I don't think in BioWare games, and like Knights of the Old Republic, you don't have the characters you interact with on the street necessarily all talk. Maybe in the Grand Theft Auto way, where they're saying things as you're walking by. But I wouldn't even mind in Zelda if that's... like Simmy. Stuff like that. But you need... the story, I'm not, like, when they have all that dialogue at the beginning of a Zelda game, all the story points where they show you, like, what's happening, like, putting you in that place in the universe, you know, three angels fly across the sky and made love and gave birth to the land of Hero, or whatever. You know, I want to have a voice, a narrator, more than I care about voice acting.
Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren wouldn't be
David
bad.
David Tennant.
James Gandolfini. Speaking of which, I'm excited to see that James Gandolfini Brad Pitt movie that's coming out.
Me too.
I definitely. I guess the question I'm asking is, for this new Zelda game, was Skyward Sword the only game that we will see motion plus controls for sword play? Are they going to go back to a button Zelda with this game?
I think they're going to find a way to do both.
Interesting. I wonder how they're going to do that. I'm a little nervous about that.
If they can find ways to do motion controls with Zombie U and Call of Duty Black Ops 2 and all the other
upcoming ones. You're talking about complex games.
I understand it. And I also wouldn't mind them going the Wind Waker route with it, whereas they tried a certain style with Wind Waker, and it's more about graphics than gameplay. And that didn't necessarily work for the mainstream Zelda, but they decided to make, you know, with the whole Minish Cup feel, with that hat was all in the Wind Waker universe, so to mm-hmm. speak. Maybe making a Zelda dueling game or something like that, you know, like or certain adventures like they did in Nintendo Land, where you had the Zelda adventure where it feels very similar to the way Skyward Sword felt.
Yes,
and you know, it feels closer to Sports Resort than it feels to Skyward Sword, but you get my point. Like, and then in the mainstream Zelda, I'm one of those people that it's not a deal breaker for me, but playing through Skyward Sword and loving it as being, you know, I like it better than Twilight Princess.
It moves better than Twilight Princess.
I just missed an aspect of Zelda that I like, which is laying in bed, just playing it when I'm lying down, watching the screen for 7 hours. You know, I do this for, you know, I'm moving my hand like Skyward Sword. If I do this for a half an hour or so, my hand gets a little tired and I'm ready to take a break. That's why it took me so long to beat that game, because I'd play it for a while, you know, injure my back, and I'd be like, I'm not playing it anymore. I like button Zeldas. Z-targeting works. It should always be there. It should be the mainstay. That's my opinion. That being said, if the new Zelda game has motion control, it's not going to be a deal breaker for me.
Right. I think it'd be really hard for you to have a deal breaker for Zelda.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. It would be ridiculously tough. I even enjoy some parts of the CDI games just because I can finally play as Princess Zelda. But the more important question of what you were asking, the second half of this question, which is where does Nintendo, and I guess probably our closing point here, where Nintendo goes from here.
Yeah, because as soon as they launched the Wii, they started work on the Wii U.
I have three... Well, no, I guess I can't say this cleverly. What I think the next idea should be is three screens, or four screens around you. 360 gaming. You buy these towers of whatever, and two that go in the side of your room, and one that goes in the back. And you sit in basically like a box, and it's like 360 degree gaming without the stupid virtual reality without virtual reality.
And you got a little point, just like in the Matrix, where you plug it into your
maybe,
head.
Maybe. But I mean, without having to put on the glasses, in the same way that the 3DS broke the mold for 3D, quote unquote.
Yeah.
I think if Nintendo can find a way to make. And I know people out there that are listening to me are thinking, virtual more, virtual play. Okay, virtual play. They suck at that, man. You suck. You suck for saying that. But I think Nintendo needs to do some sort of... Fuck you, by the way. But I think Nintendo needs to do some sort of virtual reality thing for their next thing. I like the two screens, but if you say, like, complete immersion. Mm-hmm. Immersion into the game.
Because there's that virtual reality system that's coming out that was raised by Kickstarter. What if Nintendo were to work with them in some way, shape, or form and create a new system using that?
That'd be awesome. And I also have a quick touch upon something I wanted to say to one of the other guys. I couldn't remember who said it. But what, as bad as it worked for Sega... Did Nintendo, it's more of a question too, did Nintendo open their door for themselves to make any sort of attachment in the way that they did for the Nintendo 64 that they can increase the processing power of the Wii U with some sort of attachment for when the other two system come out to have to increase. I'm gonna call it RAM, but that's not necessarily what I mean. Bit. I'm gonna call it bits because of the bit war, but you know what I mean. Like mm-hmm. Nintendo 64 had an aspect that when you got Majora's Mask, you had to add the enchantment chip or whatever it was.
Right.
The Data's emotion chip to give Data emotions. Could the Wii do something similar to that?
I think they could. I honestly believe that they could. Even if it could be like just simple as plugging it into the USB port.
Right, exactly. Some sort of, you know...
32X?
I'm wondering if Nintendo...
A better version.
I'm wondering if Nintendo somehow set themselves up for that. Because it would make sense that they wouldn't want to put themselves... Even though how... Regardless of how successful they were the last generation, that had a lot more to do with a different issue altogether. Blue is right. It had to do with the economy being different. It had to do with a lot of stuff. It had to do with them coming out after 360, before PlayStation 3, and being priced so much lower than 360 already was, and people knew PlayStation 3 was going to be. That's another reason why we sold off the shelves. It was the second one. It came out. Everyone had already had 360 for, I think, like almost a year.
Yep.
Something like that. And suddenly Wii U shows up and something completely different. And... You know, whereas, you know, now it's, they targeted through their marketing campaign to say that they're trying to bring back core gamers, the people that were playing on those other systems. And they, those core gamers are such graphic Nazis now. So it's like, you know, they look at it, but, so it makes me think that maybe Nintendo put something in there for expansion. But I don't know this, I don't have any inside information, but this is... Maybe that will be their next thing, some sort of expansion for the Wii U, to make it the Wii U UJ apostrophe T.
Uh-huh.
But
Wii U win.
But other than that, for Nintendo's next system, I don't know why, but when I read the question, when I was thinking about it the other night, the first thing that popped up to mind would be like these two towers that go on either side of where you're sitting in your game.
And there's a big, giant, glowing eye named Sauron.
Sauron that talks to me through mirrors when I'm Pedicure took.
And special eye drops.
And then some sort of speaker for, like, excuse me, surround sound that goes behind you, like a stereo system, you know, someone that has a big house system.
Special chair.
So, and maybe a special chair even or something. Maybe it's just a chair.
Special clothing.
And then you have your pad and you have the screen and you have complete...
It could be like a set like the Imagination Room in Community.
Yes, yes.
Yes. something like that. Something like that, I guess, would be... I mean, if we keep doing these little minor advances and we treat them like these huge deals, we are an interesting age. We are an interesting age that we have seen the zippity-doo-da-yay from laser discs to Blu-ray. I mean, we saw it all in our lifetime. We've seen from Pong to where we are now. And... At a certain point in time in the late 90s, early 2000s, when the internet became the biggest thing in the world, it was a friggin' complete 360 from, no pun intended, from where society's gone. And gaming in general, like that jump from the 64 errors not the 64 errors, from Genesis, from the bits, from the 16-bit, to bang into PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2. That was a huge jump, like a shocking jump to your eyes and to your feel. The first time you felt a rumble pack in a 64, it was like, I was like shitting my pants playing Zelda, and I'm like, oh my god, I feel the rumble. You know, because I remember in Pac-Man. I remember freaking Indiana Jones, the video game. I remember E.T.
E.T.
I specifically remember getting that game. Like, I remember that. I
couldn't get out of that damn pit.
And you just kept falling down the fucking pit. You're like, why is my neck getting bigger? I'm going to save this for when our review of the Angry Video Game Nerd movie.
Yeah.
But we're all going to go see that, by the way. That's a different story altogether. But, so I want to see that quantum leap and jump in gaming. Not from the not this next generation that's coming up, but the next thing. Nintendo needs to, you know, really just take it to the... Or not Nintendo. Someone needs to take us to the legitimate next level. I mean, complete immersion into the games. But, so, that's my long-winded answer.
But
I've been holding my tongue because there were so many people before, so now I'm being loud and obnoxious shit. Sorry.
But I feel like that Nintendo was going in the right step, because when's the last time we've ever seen a dual screen happen on a console? We have the DS. We have the DS, but that's handheld.
But what they did was, you're absolutely right, because that's what Nintendo's always doing. I mean, let's be real here. What's we were talking about like what PlayStation is, you know, PlayStation and Xbox are improve the wheel of what Nintendo started with the Wii. You know, improving, making it all the better. Nintendo's, you know, I'm not saying they're the first ones to do motion control, but Nintendo's the one that mainstreamed it.
They got it right.
Nintendo started the Rumble Pack. Nintendo's, and now everyone does the Rumble Pack. You bet your ass these next systems will have some sort of tablet controller eventually when the rights wear off and they can do it again. You know, when the same thing with motion was. Once they have enough time, they can copy the technology. Yeah. It's gonna happen. Nintendo innovates, other companies copy. Nintendo might not do it as well when you actually get into it. You know, like, for whatever it's worth, motion controls aren't, no matter whatever the Wii ever did, even with Motion Plus, it's not near as cool as what's Kinect can be in concept.
Yes.
You know, they took what Nintendo's basic idea and made it into something that's
everybody's
fucking
always
incredible.
Been from like the point that I was trying to bring up earlier, is everybody seemed to be copying that and then trying to add on to that and claim it as their own.
Exactly.
And everything from the Sega Master System versus you had the Light Zapper with the Nintendo, and then Sega Master System came out the Light Zapper, and then ooh, we had 3D goggles and everything.
Nintendo's been innovating when most of these people were still in diapers, and I don't care if people are, oh, Nintendo's too old. Nintendo's keeps innovating. This new touchscreen, I mean, we might have shit on the Wii U a little bit today at times with its power,
yes,
and its potential future, but let's cut the shit sandwich out here. The Wii U pad feels amazing. It's so bright, it's so awesome. Like, the
now, is it, Blanc wanted to ask, is it durable? Have you accidentally dropped it and...
Not yet, but that's one aspect I was going to get into. Like a couple of my I glossed over some of my complaints about it. But some of my complaints are, so it collects a lot of dirt. You know, I want like a little cozy. My girl's knitting something.
Sleeve.
She's knitting,
yes,
like a cozy for it, especially the black one. Like, you can see all the handprints and stuff like that. I love playing it in the final form. The pad's comfy and it looks better than I expected. A problem I have, and this seems like my own issue, but it's a problem, I look down too much. I'm always looking at the pad.
Yep,
I treat it like a handheld system when the visuals on the screen are awesome too. I need to get into the habit of looking at both screens.
So he's doing two things at once, playing Game Gear and then watching the TV?
Yeah, absolutely. And the times where it works out the best, and I mentioned this before when we were talking about Nintendo Land, it's in those multiplayer games where one person's using the pad,
yeah,
just look at the pad, and the other people are looking at the television. That's when it feels like...
Two words, Zombie King.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I had so much fun playing.
Yes.
Yeah. When you're playing those
my
modes,
god,
you're playing modes like that, like
it was like a StarCraft zombie game.
Oh, exactly. And those are the aspects that add so much to the gameplay. But I'd say the biggest drawback of the system so far is my neck. Is my neck hurts because I'm looking down all the time. You know, like I already want, and I wonder if they already prepared for this, because do you notice that right under the Wii U they have a little screw, like, so you can screw it in. I sense a stand coming that you,
yes,
can just stand up like a TV dinner in front of you and just be like, beep, 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 beep.
That's what I was wondering, too, because there's no mention of it.
Next time you pick it up, that spot, you're right, that one thing, there's like on the design, there's no, in the
manual, there's,
yeah,
like, what is this?
Exactly, it looks like it's something for a future stand of some sorts.
Mm.
You know, But the gamepad itself feels awesome. I mentioned this before, but we glossed over it. Setup was really easy, of setting everything up. Setting up the TV remote, I talked about this before, was the most simple thing in the world. You just enter what kind of television it is, and then it knows, and suddenly it's controlling your television. I'm really excited to see how Nintendo TV works out. I'm eager for it because of how cool some of the other apps are working. My one thing is, this is a kind of a stupid thing. The internet browser works a fucking amazing.
Yes.
Part of my language. It works so quick, so wonderful. It's what web TV should have been 20 million years
ago.
Oh
my god.
Web TV.
Sorry, guys. But why do you need a Google? Excuse me. Why do you need a YouTube app when YouTube works on the internet browser? Isn't that kind of weird? Isn't that weird?
I'm trying to think of it because, yeah,
like, you're
right.
What would be the use of it? Like,
well, I did notice when I was playing with it on the internet, it wasn't coming in 1080p. But when I was playing
on
with
the YouTube app, okay, I guess that's for the high def, because more people are uploading things especially wanting to watch streaming gaming and stuff like that.
Proprietary, like Vivo.
That's true. But I got to be honest, maybe it's because of that reason, because of the quality purposes. I much prefer using YouTube on the internet browser. It works quicker for me, and it's less buggy, because I have had some freezes here and there, and I've been on the phone with Nintendo two or three times just talking to him, because I get ultra paranoid when I get anything new and it's glitchy at all, especially a new Nintendo system that doesn't usually have. And I understand what Hip Hop Gamer was talking about earlier, with people are overly complaining. I'm not overly complaining about necessarily the load times and stuff like that. Like what bothered me was not the update, not load times in between channels, but it should not take 20 minutes when you click on systems preferences and you're waiting for system preferences to come up. It shouldn't take like 20 minutes or something like that. I understand day one, everything's online, everything's adapt each other, it takes a long time. After about 2 days, that didn't happen, so it's not a complaint I have at all. Right. The complaint I have is my game's freezing sometimes, occasionally freezing in high-pitched screeches that are happening. Anybody out there that's listening, some of you might have this issue as well. I did, like I said earlier, I called Nintendo about it. Nintendo said that they're sorry it's happening. It's happening a lot more in Nintendo Land, and Madden are the two games that it's happening in more than other.
Because I haven't had it happen yet to me.
Yeah, specifically, this is, it's really weird, and I recreated this three times and it happened. In archery, timed attack archery for Zelda, if I shoot in the practice round, if I shoot the Triforce symbol in the distance twice, it freezes. Every single time I do that. I told them that, and they said it has to do with certain games, an update that they're working on, that
you can't Triforce.
Everyone's freezing at different areas, but what's funny is each individual is usually freezing at the same place every time.
Okay.
And I don't know, and again, Nintendo is aware of this problem. I'm not the only one. I'm not making this up. It did bother me, mainly because of the high-pitched scream. I felt like my system was screaming at me, and I get very, very paranoid about...
Just shake it.
Yeah, I'm like, well, shake it like I don't want to just unplug it.
Because there's another plus side to the Wii U that they didn't have the Wii. Yep. Updates!
Updates.
Yep. Remember when that whole crash thing happened with Metroid Other M? The people,
it happened with me with Smash Brothers, actually. Like,
and the solution was, oh, you gotta send it in. Yep. Now, they have the technology to have, like, the updates just download to you.
Dude, when Smash Brothers came out, and I got home after waiting in line, like, a bit, that was a ridiculous wait. And I waited in line at the store, got home, pumped in Smash Brothers, disc error read. It happened for, like, 3 hours, I couldn't get it to play. And I look online, and a lot of other people having the same problem, Metroid, same problem that they have with the other M. I call Nintendo up, they're like, well, if you keep trying, eventually it might work, but if you want to send your system to us, we'll give you know, we'll repair it for free. You know, it was a lens problem or something like that. It was like they had some sort of like it was from some of the newer games that moved quicker. They didn't have like an up, you know, exact. They needed an update or something to update the lens because the lens would shut off or some crap. I forget what they said it was about, but I remember saying like I was like, no, I'm not sending in my, you know, and I just didn't send my system, and I just, you know, eventually had a return Brawl, and I bought Melee again.
Ugh.
And played Melee for most of the last generation because, you know, Brawl didn't work right on my Wii, and I don't want to send my system back to Nintendo. It's like now, it's like I call Nintendo because I want them to talk me off my ledge. So I don't have to, you know, send it back because I don't want to go a week without it right now. Right now I'm playing it every day. I'm addicted to it.
Right.
I'm more addicted to the pad than anything. You're more addicted than just picking up the pad, going on Miiverse. I pick up the pad and I'm watching television and I just start, you know, futzing with it and stuff. But, yeah, all in all, great system, has a lot of potential of where I can see Nintendo designing for it. Does have some weaknesses for the next generation of third party. Hopefully Nintendo, through updates, through add-ons, through something, can compete with the other systems, because I think in core concept, I like the way the system feels. It feels in between. You asked how it feels in my hand. It's so light. It's so freaking light.
Yeah.
So it's you get no tension on holding it. It feels solid, but yet again, it does have a little bit of a toy feel that I feel like if I dropped it, it wouldn't break it. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel so fragile. Like, I'm more worried about scratching the screen than anything. Like I'm like sometimes if I stylus too heavy, I'm like, I get scared.
It's funny because when I was playing the Yoshi kart game, it makes that scratch sound.
Yeah,
it's like, oh god, I'm hurting my screen. Oh, and wait, never mind.
But yeah, that's another one of those games that I like in concept, but I suck at it because I'm like, I have no patience for it. But it's the only one of those games you can really, besides that and the Pikmin game, that you can really sit back and play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like all the other games you generally have to, you know, be on while you're playing it, you know. But that game in particular, you can just kind of sit back and go. And again, great concept of what that game does, what Nintendo Land does, is it actually feels like a game combination tech demo, unlike what Wii Sports felt like, which just felt like a tech demo. That being said, I still miss bowling.
I'm pretty sure that they're going to work on a Wii Sports title for the Wii U.
They absolutely will. I could see that. I could see that coming. But so yeah, I guess my final statement on the Wii U and the future of Nintendo is just basically what I said. I want to see more first party games. I want to see Nintendo like blowing our minds with all the first party games that are going to come out, because ultimately, Nintendo first party games, no matter what you gotta say about them, no matter how much they get trashed, they're always good. For what they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the problem people have with Nintendo products, and this is why your point is so valid about what you need Nintendo to do, what we were talking about earlier, too, with they should have... Look, I agree with what you said about Reggie being goofy, and that's part of his charm, and that appeals to other, you know, like a certain aspect of Nintendo fans that love that aspect of Nintendo. But if you have someone cool coming out to talk about it, you know, like...
Like Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell, or, you know...
Because during the Ubisoft, it was Joel McHale who would come out and do the presentation, and he would kill it!
Yeah, exactly. You have someone like that come out and just talk about Nintendo Wii U, and you have Reggie just say, well, I'm just going to let this guy talk about everything. See you later.
Yes.
You know, and you just... You need to rebrand Nintendo. Nintendo needs to come out with an M-rated Nintendo game.
Yes, I want...
That's exactly what you said.
What I want to see is, at the next E3, I want to see Satoru Iwata come out and say, for many years... You have grown up with Nintendo. We would like to show you that Nintendo has grown up with you.
Yeah.
And boom!
Here's
M-rated Metroid.
Metroid's the perfect game for it, too. I mean...
Naked Metroid.
Ooh, that special code, cheat code.
Just call it Metroid, M for Mature, featuring music by Deadmau5.
Yeah.
And, how about this? When you beat the game, Deadmau5... helmet is unlocked, which acts as a radar system, so you can find all the hidden gems again when you play.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I also want to see a Ninja Turtles game on the system, but that's just me.
An M-rated Ninja Turtles.
I want to see an M-rated Ninja Turtles
game. Like one of the old school comic books.
Yeah.
Like how nitty gritty and violent those were.
Eastman and Laird.
Yeah. But that's why I was so briefly excited when I found out eventually it was a rumor that, that the next thing that Rocksteady Studios was going to work on would be a new Ninja Turtles game. That was briefly hinted at earlier this year, and it ended up being a completely bullshit statement.
Catherine 2.
Yeah, I don't want to end on a sad note, but Bayonetta 2 is going to be fucking kick-ass.
Yeah, I believe that when they should have definitely shown that off at E3 2012, but I feel like they were doing the slapsgiving. Yeah. If you've ever watched How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, absolutely.
When Nintendo...
Sorry, keep going.
So with the slapsgiving, Nintendo is like going to the other people. Sony
just got slapped across the face, my friend. Whoa.
What they're trying to do with Sony and Microsoft is like slap. Here's what we got. Slap, slap. Okay, we're gonna hold off that. We're not gonna tell you when it's gonna happen again. We're
and
not gonna
slap.
And then Bayonetta 2 was just like the.
So that's three.
And you can just see all the fanboys going, no, we're not getting it. And all the Nintendo people just pointing and laughing at them. Because Nintendo stepped up to the plate for Platinum Games.
They did. And that's the thing. Platinum Games has stepped up to the plate every time. I can't think of a bad Platinum. Like, even BioWare, a company I love, like, there's some duds out there. You know, like, but Platinum Games has not.
I want another Mad World game. Mad World was one of the most... Mad World was one of the best M-rated titles to come out, not just on Nintendo, but on all the consoles.
And I guess that's my last note. Nintendo, sign up Platinum for exclusive property. Like
why do you think
think about why the original Nintendo did so well. Like Nintendo didn't make all the games that they get credit for. Games like, you know, like Castlevania and Contra, early Nintendo games that were like, you know, like they were excluding, you know, Nintendo licensed these companies, you know, to make games under their name. They should do more of that again. And they should do that with Bayonetta's crew, you know?
Like, right. What I was trying to say is, because you know how that game Anarchy Reigns, mm-hmm. that Platinum Games made, how it's been held off until like January or February. Yep. I wonder if it might have something to do with the fact that that's going to be the last game that Platinum Games makes for Microsoft and Sony.
That'd be awesome.
And
that'd
everything
be,
else in Nintendo.
If they can make that announcement, that's going to be make their system must play for core gamers. Yeah, straight out.
Yes. So, on that note, let us stick a fork into this super awesome Wii U podcast episode.
Wii U!
Remember, visit our website at b3crew.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew. If you have any questions, comments, anything you want us to talk about, you can reach us at thebastardofbossatbashbrigade.com. I'm on Twitter, king_baby_duck, and Blonic is on Blonic. Like us on Facebook on facebook.com/bossatbashbrigade. Follow our Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. And I think that's it for my side.
Yeah, and for me, you can find me right now on Facebook. Search The Issues Guy. Search on Twitter under I Got Issues Man. Find me on YouTube for some videos. And that seems to be the format that I have some of my podcasts now. But I'm working on other aspects and the website coming soon. But you can check that out on Issues. If you search The Issues Guy on YouTube or Issues Radio Program. And you can usually find my shows on Ustream. If you check out any of those forums, I tell you when my shows are going to be. But usually they are on Thursdays, Thursday evenings. I've been doing them more lately, but sometimes Thursday afternoons. So check it out. And John loves when I do this, so you can call me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 781-990-8509. Again, that's 781-990-8509 to leave any issues, problems you're having during the day, and we'll absolutely use it on the show. And I love to use you.
I'm John C. Riley.
He's now.
I like turtles.
That should be.
You should. You can find me on Facebook. John C. Riley, or the show page, The Later Show with John and Matt.
Yes.
John C. Riley and Matt Gorsica.
And John's also a part of the Issues program as well.
Yes, I'm a frequent caller and frequent contributor, because, you know, I have to,
He's a podcasting slut.
I'm a podcasting slut.
Like this podcast for Wii U, like, he doesn't really care. He just, you know, he's like, oh, podcast, I'm there, I don't care.
I love it.
I know about Wii U, I love Wii U today.
Yeah, but pretty much, yeah, I like turtles.
But yeah, he's definitely one of the a big contributor to us over at Issues program too, so look for him.
And hope to be a better contributor, more frequent contributor.
Of course, once we get the site up, I need to fill it up with lots of stuff.
Too busy growing my beard.
So yeah, I know.
It's November.
Now that Evan's barren, I can be like, it looks like pubic hair. Yeah, it does.
Like a big bush, like a healthy
bush.
Yeah,
it looks like your mouth's the vagina, and that's the bush, and you flip it upside down. Oh, it probably tastes like pubic hair.
Yummy. Eating my beer.
Okay, so until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
This is The Issues Guy.
John C. Riley.
And for Bluonic, reminding you, you don't have to be from Boston to be a master, but it sure helps.